A provision in Act 10 passed by the legislature in 2011 prevents teachers' unions from bargaining with districts unless more than 51% of teachers in the district vote in favor of the union. And even if the union wins, it can only bargain for base wages, not for any other conditions of employment. John Matthews is the executive director of the Madison Teachers Union, MTI. He says his union has begun campaigning for recertification this year, even though it already has a contract in place.
We have the only contract in the state for next year. But I think simply with the philosophy of folks around Madison that the district would have bargained with us anyway. One of the things that it has done is got us into more of an organizing mode than we have been in for many years.
MTI hasn't had to hold an election since it first won recognition in the 1960s. Matthew says before Act 10, all 424 school districts in the state had union contracts. Christina Bry of the state's largest teachers union, WEAC, says in districts that don't recertify, unions still exist but have chosen to focus on issues other than wages.
You know, a lot of those are very active in organizing parents in the community around school issues. So rather than jumping through hoops that these barriers through recertification create, they just decide to go a different route.
Last year, 60% of the teacher bargaining units in the state held elections, and more than 90% won. The elections that begin today continue through November 25th. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.